the World at 6.
Thursday, May the 17th.
Opposition MPs and community groups are upset with the federal government for making major changes to its summer jobs program. The changes mean scores of nonprofit groups and small business owners across the country have been denied key subsidies for student summer jobs. As James Cudmore reports, the changes have hit rural and Atlantic Canada particularly hard.
Every year for decades, the Cape Breton Miners Museum in Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, has been able to count on a federal program to help hire summer students. This year, the museum applied for 6 positions. It got funding for none. Angus McMullen helps run the place.
We rely on student help to operate the gift shop, which is located in the museum, and also to operate the miner's village.
It's a kind of living museum where visitors can tour a replica of a miner's home or the company store. Without those summer students, that part of the museum will remain closed. Liberal Roger Kuzner is the local MP.
The people are very upset.
He worked at the Miners Museum as a young man. His job was subsidized under the student work program. Last year, the government helped fund about 500 summer jobs in his riding. This year, Kuzner says, that number's down to 50.
You know, a lot of community groups just aren't going to be able to function this year without those grant positions.
The Federal Human Resources Department says it wants to focus on higher quality jobs that provide work for people who otherwise might have a hard time finding it, such as disabled people or visible minorities. But those changes have led to fewer jobs being awarded across the country. Take St. John, New Brunswick. 35 not-for-profit groups there have been denied funding altogether. Randy Hatfield runs a local development group.
You know, these are all worthy and defensible public policy measures and goals, but to put all of that responsibility on a summer jobs program that so many organizations had relied on in the past to deliver their products, I think it's just a bit of bureaucratic overkill.
Human Resources Minister Monty Solberg told the House his department will have a look at things. In the meantime, he provided a list of projects that have been approved.
We provided funding for Newfoundland and Labrador Lawback Literacy Council, Stephenville Theatre Festival, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Deer Lake and District Literacy Council.
Last year, the government program helped pay for 44,000 student jobs across the country. The government admits this year's number will be lower, but it won't say by how much. James Cudmore, CBC News, Ottawa.